This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With over a dozen botched abortions and with five in the last several months, abortionist Dr. Leroy Carhart is facing a subpoena from Congress. Select Committee Chair Representative Marsha Blackburn says time is of the essence and says first responders and hospitals involved in patient care are also being subpoenaed. You may recall that Jennifer Morbelli, who had been told her baby had a birth defect, died under Carhart's care after he could not be reached for days before she died. The eugenic legacy of Margaret Sanger continues. New data from the Guttmacher Institute shows the racial profile of abortion is being maintained. It also corroborates CDC data showing that while African-American women have 1.6 times the pregnancies of white women, these women have 5 times more abortions. Hispanic women have 1.5% more pregnancies, but almost 2.5 times as many abortions as white women. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, Donald Trump still says as president that he will make pro-life judicial nominations. And within a year of discovering allegations of specimen sales at Planned Parenthood, 3 more governors in Arizona, Ohio, and Mississippi are taking actions to defund the abortion giant. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.